I Saw Her Dancing in Paris by Alexandra Cerdegrun, narrated by Lily Ward. When I arrived in Paris, I was listening to the song of the same name by Antoine Malier, and it was through the music that I saw Paris, in the bookcases on the pavements, in the artists and all the couples in love holding hands. I saw the rustling autumn leaves on the trees along the River Seine, and people smiling at each other with the implicit secret in their eyes that we are all connected. That was how Paris became my Paris. I distilled my impressions. I chose what I felt was appropriate and ignored everything else like an artist selects a perspective. I was happy. I was free. But I was looking for something. I wanted to feel a certain way. I wanted the city to eat me up to the very core, then spit me out as a completely new person. Or perhaps I just wanted to live a little. I walked to Montmartre. It was beautiful. From the Sacré-Cœur, I saw the city spreading out in every direction in front of me, but there were so many people there, and they were almost all busy taking pictures of either themselves or someone else, and I got the uncomfortable feeling that they were all walking around in a daze. My impression was strengthened when, just then, a small group of soldiers walked past carrying heavy automatic weapons, without any of the picture takers reacting to their presence. They were all busy doing their own thing, and soldiers are visible in Paris all the time these days, from morning until night. I felt a need to get away from there. I wanted to get to the heart of Paris, where the real Parisians live their lives. Maybe in some of the quiet side streets and cafes that exist everywhere on the outskirts of this endless chaos of city streets. There are streets in Paris so long that you can walk along one of them all night without having to change directions. But I found her in an all-night bistro. I can't even remember why I went in there. Perhaps it was fate. She stopped and met my gaze. Her friends moved forward in line, chattering and laughing and drunk, but not her. She looked at me the same way I looked at her. Her long hair was dark as night, and her eyes shone like half-closed doors, opening to the most enigmatic and alluring thing I had ever encountered.